Well, who's working? W8FU. Who is that? This is W8FU.
I'm copying on W8FU. This is KSA EDQ. I'll be cleared.
KF8EDQ. This is W8FU.
Good morning, Sean. I heard your call sign out there earlier, and I just wanted to wish you a good morning and see how your day is going, and maybe see how your day yesterday went.
Well, yesterday went well. My son and I did a project around the house. So I got my new generator all right, ready to go. Today I go in, look, we're going to have a skeleton crew. A lot of people took off for the fourth weekend. So shouldn't be bad. I'm just about there. How about you? How is your day looking?
Yesterday was a very busy day. I had several meetings and some technical difficulties that I was dealing with that I finally was able to push through. Today's going to be a good day. It seems like the temperature is going to be all right today, and I have no meetings today, and I'm just going to be keeping my head down because I think it's going to be really quiet. So it's going to be I have one appointment for my dog. One of my dogs has a yearly vet appointment today, and that's all I got going on today. So I just wanted to wish you a good day, and I hope everything's going good for you. This is KFA EDQ, and I'll be clear. That's your final.
All right. Well, have fun with that. Sounds like you got things pretty well under control, and hopefully checkup is uneventful. And I am pulling in the driveway right now, so I got to park and get inside. So we'll catch you later. This has been W8FU.
W8FU, have a good morning. Try to enjoy the day and enjoy the weekend. KTTHO 73.
Yeah, I'm waving the antenna at the KTTHO.
The traffic looks like a lot of people took today off.
Yeah, I bet. Sean said that a number of people took today off. I didn't take today off. I'm going to work today. This is KFA-EDQ.
KFA-EDQ, good morning. Name's Tom. Tango Oscar Mike. Call sign Kilo Charlie 8 Kilo Juliet Oscar. You ever go to the get-together on Saturday? Because your call sign sounds familiar.
No, my name's Mike. I'm up here in Saginaw Township. I'm still a relatively new ham. I usually just listen in on this frequency on the network. So I'm up here in Saginaw Township. So I don't think I've never been to any of your meetings before, but I'm trying to break into it, and I mostly just listen to you guys in the morning.
That's what it's all about, just getting on the air and having fun. I'm on here almost every day except for the weekend. I'm going to say, you know, I throw my call out there every so often, but you picked a good group of people to chat with.
Yep, copy that. I think I've even heard your call sign out on digital before. That was a few days ago. I got my DMR working on field day because I have been testing out different configurations and trying to figure out what works and what doesn't. But I got it straightened out now.
Yeah, I've had my DMR for a couple of years, but I really didn't get a lot into it until last year, like October, when I was off on medical. I actually had time, and I met Captain Don, WHCPT, out here on the FBI network, and he does DMR and the whole satellite bounces and ISS communications, and he set my radio up, put in some frequencies in there, and so I got that. Sean hooked me up with an open spot that he had laying around, so I got that at home, locked into my network, and I do a lot of DMR, and I got a new, or not a new one, but got a UHF DMR from WHDD, and he's got that, he's got it right now and remodifying it, and so yeah. Wherever I can make contact with somebody, I do it. It's a lot of fun. I enjoy it.
WHDD.
Oh, speak of the devil. Good
Go ahead,
WHDD. Can you?
Yeah, I'm only here for a couple of minutes driving to work. Did you get a chance to talk to Sean?
I pinged him on Discord last night. Get a response, you know, so we'll go with see how that goes.
Okay. Other than that, not much. Good morning, goodbye, all that other fun stuff. I'm driving by the high school right now, so do you know how close I am to work? And today I am the chef, so I gotta get there on time, so can't talk much. So have a good day. I'll hand it back to Tom because I forget who the other call was. WAB.
Yeah, I just want to chat when you meet up with him today, you know, talk about it, see if it's a possibility. I'm at Radio Wally, KGO. Mike, go ahead.
Yeah, copy that. I'm still working on, I ordered a hotspot, and that'll be showing up within the next few days, I think. So I'm actually, I've been listening to the James Township DMR repeater. And of course, MI-1, MI-2, and a couple of local repeaters around here. Yeah, good group of guys. It seems, you know, you guys always have interesting and fun comments about each other's activities here on MI-1. So I always like listening in. But, yeah, it's been a pleasure. Thanks for making contact with me this morning. I'm gonna go inside and get logged into work, and you guys have a fantastic day. This is KFEDQ, and I'll be clear.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, anytime. Bounce in there. Like I said, I'm always around. KFEDQ.
ABAPR from WAFU. What's up, Quaggy Poo?
I am on my way to KZ Dave to set up his portable gear on his patio and get all the bugs out. There's been little troubles here and there, so we'll figure all that out. You can enjoy the day outside.
Oh yeah, when and where is lunch?
Oh, won't be able to do that today. I was just going to add to that, he's making breakfast, so it's like a bonus. And then we'll probably be just on his patio for however long. So no lunch out today. Maybe tomorrow, though. Because I kind of wanted to hook up with you anyway. Stu and I completed the first few seasons of Silo. And boy, oh boy, there's a lot to talk about or figure out or whatever. Or maybe I'm just lost for no reason.
All right, yeah. Season one I thought was riveting, and season two was a little bit slow, and three and four are already in the works, and they say they kind of learned a lesson from season two, you know, and they're well established books and stories, so they're gonna, you know, they're sticking to that pretty well from what I understand. I've not read them. It's not like I read them and can give you a accurate interpretation of, you know, what I feel the interpretation was. But what I've read is it's done pretty well.
All right. Well, good to know. Yeah, I was aware of the books, and I'm aware of three and four already approved, and probably three's got to be probably in the can. I think it's coming out this spring. Of 26, so I'm looking forward to it, and I agree, season two, there were definitely parts that dragged on or had unnecessary, you know, just, you know, not good for TV type stuff, but in the end, I still enjoyed both seasons, and definitely the ending of season one and the ending of season two is like, okay, that just changes everything, you know, the whole perspective. Of whatever you had in your head, now you got to try and figure more out, and I guess there's a lot of wait and see, so definitely a good show, highly recommend it, glad we did it, and can't wait for more.
Yeah, I thought you'd like it. I forget who recommended it to me, it was either John or I'm just not sure who it was, somebody in the group that recommended it. And then I got hooked on it pretty quickly, plowed through it. And I'm glad I did. I'm really looking forward to the next couple of seasons. And I like the protagonist in everything she's done. And not to mention some of the others, you know, I've Robbins and the rapper guy. I've liked everything I've seen him in. So I like the cast and characters and all that. It's well done, I think. And, you know, and it's the kind of science fiction that has that kind of, you know, I could see this. You know, it's like you don't have to suspend your disbelief that far. You know, granted, it's in a future that we don't know, and it's, you know, and it's we're in a you know, and but everything you see there is not outside, completely outside of the realm of possibilities.
Right, exactly. Agreed on all of it. Everything you just said, yeah, we're definitely on the same page there. Definitely well done and not too far off the reality, you know, whatnot. So, and just that whole type of survival aura around the whole thing, that's kind of the stuff I like. So it's kind of cool. Anyway, so yeah, it's lunch not today. Plus, for some reason, we did everything working and get too hot outside. We'll certainly let you know if we venture out for lunch. But maybe tomorrow, we'll see. That's about all I got going on. KZ8 BSI.
Yep, yeah, yes. I took yesterday off, so today we're on and then off tomorrow. I've got a lot planned for tomorrow, so got that pays pretty fold up. But, all right, anyhow, I heard you in there. I got to get back to work. I just wanted to touch base while you were cruising. So you guys have fun, and think about me while you're eating your eggs. Tell Dave I expect an invitation next time. All right, anyhow, I'll talk to you after yours, WFU.
All right, very good. I heard your day off yesterday was generated work. I hope you got that project done. And, all right, yeah, well, I'll let you know how breakfast was, and we should definitely rhythm on that, so that'll be fun. K-E-A-B-S-I, mobile in now. Morning, once again. W8FU.
What, did I actually let you out of the office today?
Yeah, I gotta run downtown, check something out. Run over to my dispatch center, check something out there. So I got a little run around to do here this morning.
Reprogram your stuff, but don't charge us for it. Like, no. they're getting it. And then I'm like, okay, my part's done, I'll do your part. And it takes a week for them to do my part, or their part. Annoying as all be.
Alright, sorry, you had to respond to a text. I'm actually working with a partner on this particular job, and I had to let them know I was nearing the site.
You know, watch out for those birds of prey, because they're kind of aggressive right now. I think the babies are born. But they are, they're small, so I had three of them yesterday in Ann Arbor. But I am, alas, have arrived at my destination, so stay safe out there. Send me through your final KACAKO.
Alrighty, I am in sight of my stop, so I just got to keep my eyes peeled for a parking spot, and I'm off the air, too. Catch you in a bit. Good luck. W8FU.
W8KLL.
KFA, URC. WDAKLO. That's much better, Jack. You weren't holding it before.
That's a Warren repeater. Anyhow, how are you doing this morning?
Oh, we're doing pretty good. Just waiting for that capacitor to show up for my air conditioner. Not too bad in here, though, yet.
I heard maybe today, I don't know what day was it. It's saying 92 degrees.
Yeah, I'm hoping this capacitor takes care of my problem. So if it don't, it's going to be a hot weekend. We do have a window air conditioner, but it's not going to do a big room. But it'll keep us cool in the bedroom.
Let me ask you, Greg, are you on the old Freon over there?
Yeah, like I told you last night on the phone, it's the air conditioner unit's 30 years old. So as far as I've been here 20 years, and I've never recharged the Freon. But like I said to you last night, I figured it was the capacitor, because it was burnt. The wire was burnt on the positive lead going into the capacitor. So for $20, I ordered a new one, and hopefully that'll take care of it.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Well, I got to get some breakfast going. So good talking to you, and good to hear from you. WDHKLL KF8DRC.
Okay there, Detroit Rock Cheater. We'll talk to you later, WD8KLO.
W8FU. I have come to the realization that radios work better when you turn them on instead of waiting for them just to make noise. Works better that way. Good morning, everybody. W8RCY.
W8DD Mobile.
K8RUH.
Manamana.
A blast from the past. I remember it well.
Manamana.
I just needed to generate some traffic to look at the graph. So that came to mind.
I heard you, but I can't see you.
WATD.
Well, I can't see you either.
So what's happening?
You still at the shop, or did you actually have to travel today?
Stop this thing from scanning. I'm heading to the shop right now. I had to go grab some stuff from Costco for, I don't know, kind of a work party tomorrow. I tried calling you on DMR, and then I realized you don't have a DMR radio with you.
Yeah, it's at the doctor's.
No, yeah, not yet. Still at the nurse's office. Did you talk to the doctor?
No. All I did is I did under your recommendation to get in touch via Discord. So, and I didn't get a response. I figured, busy doctor.
Are you referring to what you asked me? Yes, I just don't know how we're going to work it out, that's all.
100% understandable.
I don't know, it might be a weekend thing, might be an after-hours thing. We'll have to just see how our schedules collide. You know, if you're ever going to be coming by here long about little after 4, or else get together, you know, on the weekend or something like that. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to this thing. It lost complete alignment. I mean, it's terrible, and that should be a lot better. So whenever, it doesn't matter, or I can just meet up with you and just give it to you, and whenever the timing's right or something, you know, it's not whatever. It's not like a tragedy that has to be done right away.
Okay. Well, if you want to go that route, just get it to me, and then I'll get it at first opportunity, and then get it back. That's probably the fastest way instead of trying to coordinate.
That's kind of what I was thinking, and that way, you know, if the opportunity arises, fine, you know, and you never know. It could be early next week or it could be a month from now, but, you know, it will operate, you know, it'll happen, and then we'll just make it work, so, and it's an easy one to do, so.
No, that makes it real easy, so it'll be pretty quick. Just get it to me, and then first opportunity, it'll get knocked out.
Yeah. I'll just get you the unit and the microphone. Very good. Okay, thank you.
I don't know why I would need the mic, or even the battery, or even the antenna.
It's a mobile.
Ah, okay. Okay. I'm not sure I've done one, but I'm sure it's easy enough to figure out. I hope.
Yeah, I don't think it'll be a problem. I think you've done one. I think you did one of mine. But, yeah, I know you did.
Okay, well, I don't recall, but, hey, whatever. I'm sure it's, it's just a matter of having the proper hookups. All right, anyhow, enough said. Just give it to me.
As long as we're talking radio, did you get Mount Clemens figured out yet?
What am I figuring out? Just
I thought you said you had some receive problems in Mount Clemens.
Oh, yeah. That's Brother TJ's problem, not mine. But, yes, he's on it.
No, very good. Okay. All right. Phil's radio sounds really nice. I heard him this morning.
I concur. All right, let me get back to work. I'll be listening. W8FU.
W8FU. Okay, Tom, I'll just work it out that way. And I'm pulling down the road to go to my office for a minute. One of the drivers seems I'm not supposed to be driving our own trucks that I own part of. I'm not supposed to be driving them, so I have to pay one of my guys to go get my golf cart because I don't have the DOT card to drive my truck.
I can understand that, and thank you to the doctor.
I appreciate it. So, I'm sure you got this. So, all right. You take care, buddy. I'm at my office, so I'm going to go see if I can't get one of my trucks to move later. Personal stuff, of course.
Enjoy. I've got to go ahead and make an address off of a recorder in a detention facility.
W-8.
Sure is quiet out here today.
Surely you guessed.
Shirley? So how's your plumbing going? Do you have gas?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Very good. I was sitting out here, I forgot I had the radio on. It's like, man, nobody's yakking. It's not a work day for a lot of people, I guess. Yourself included.
No, I'm working. I'm working till 3:30, and then I'm off. But I took Wednesday, and then I have to come in Thursday, and then I'm off till Monday. Yeah, a lot of people did take off today. Ty wasn't one of them.
And I thought you stretched it into a long weekend. I imagine it's pretty quiet. There's, like, no traffic or anything around here.
I had to run out on a couple of things this morning. And we've got some generator maintenance going on. The guys have been out two or three times on odds and ends, but I only got two guys here. So all in all, been pretty quiet, but just enough to keep those of us that are here busy, but not more than the skeleton crew can handle. So worked out about good.
Okay, E4 Zulu 2.
Alex, braking station. Go ahead.
Sorry, in my old age, I can't resist. When you asked about if he has gas, I was going to jump in at that moment and say, that's a personal question, isn't it?
Well, we've known each other for, like, I don't know, probably over 40 years, so I think we're way beyond the pleasantries.
That's right. It's almost a greeting now, like square count.
The work-slack balance, where you want to keep just busy enough to where you're not bored. And you know, corollary to that is you're not doing anything you don't really want to do. So live by that, and you'll be all set for the rest of the day, which is like an hour. So 7-3 and 8-NM.
Okay, and I have some people walking in the door. I got to go find out what's going on. That'll be it a few. Hi, Joe. Bye, Joe. Be back in a bit.
Guys, have a good day. And life is a matter of just a journey of doing things, whatever you do or if you do anything. And the less you can plan, sometimes the more fun you have. You just spontaneous. KE4ZYQ.
WADD Mobile.
KE7KJO. Of course, I am, as usual.
Yeah, but that's part of your job. How you doing, Mr. Tom? I'm only here for a couple minutes, driving from the office to home to let the dog out. So when they say, who let the dog out? It is Wally.
I'm just glad I was a material witness in regards to the watering of flowers.
And it rained last night quite hard by my house, actually.
That's crazy. I didn't get a drop up in Memphis. It must have been just south of me and north of me.
Yeah, we got quite a bit of rain, probably a half inch or so in a couple hours. We even had a little weather advisory. No watches or warnings or anything, but weather advisory. Now you get a weather advisory if you get rain.
Yeah, I get advisory. It says rain is about to start in 15 minutes. I'm like, ooh, okay.
Yes, sir. So, all right, where are you at?
Do that on the radio, but let me see what they're going for. I'll be fair. Always. You were fair with the other one. So, yep, let me know. No rush. Hey,
W-I-P-D.
K-8-R-U-H.
What's got you out so early?
I had today off. I've been screwing around, met one of my buddies out for lunch, and headed back to the neighborhood now.
Must be nice. All right, very good.
I take it you're still at the office?
Yeah, an hour to go.
I ordered the cable for that 7550E, so I may try messing with the software there. I talked to Wally yesterday, and I'm going to see maybe tonight if I can start figuring out how to program it.
Yeah, I have them send you a code plug so you can kind of get a look at it, and then you know you'll figure it out pretty quickly, and then you can doctor it up to your specifics.
Yeah, I will. I'm going to take a look at what he sent me, and then I will not be shy to ask questions. That's for sure. But I did. I think I sent you a message. I did reach out to that guy on QRZ that you sent me the link for, and he had sold that HT, so I'm still on the lookout, but if you see anything that's a good deal, let me know.
Roger, that one had actually been floating around for a while, so I just was, so no surprise, because the guy just didn't delete the ad.
Yep, that's what he said. He was, oh, I'm so sorry, I didn't put it as sold. And he was very nice about it, but still on the hunt, so we'll see. Maybe I'll get lucky, something will come in at work, or I'll find a good deal on something.
Oh, yeah, they pop every now and again, so. Okay, I just wanted to say hi while I heard you. I must still work in here, so I do got to get back to it. Have fun, and happy 4th. I'll talk to you. WFU.
Good talking to you, Sean. K-8-R-U-H. Have a good 4th. Catch up with you soon.
K-C-8-S-Z-T-W-A-T-I-J.
W3LNS, W4XED.
W4XED, this is W3LNS.
W3LNS, W4XED, called about 5 minutes ago, I guess I didn't catch it.
I didn't have the radio on, it was out watering the plants.
I can't believe it. You're supposed to have it on at 3 o'clock. What's up?
Well, there's usually other conversations going, so I turned it on about 3:15.
Understood. All right. I'll be home in about 10, 15 minutes max.
Sounds good. I pulled out burger. You can let me know what you want me to do with it. Spaghetti, Sloppy Joe's, meatloaf, whatever. Talk to you later, 88.
Sounds like a plan, 88. I'll see you in a bit. W3LNS, W4FCB, I'll be listening.
W3LNS out.
Is
WATSAT, WATIJ.
W8FU.
Go home, it's that time. KGKU.
What time is it? It's quitting time.
For you, I still technically have an hour and a half left, but that goes differently sometimes.
Yuppers. Yeah, 3:30. It was weird when I was in private industry. 5 was like the magic number. Anything before 5 was like crazy early. You know, all you heard about, you know, big 3 workers getting off at 3:30 or something. And, you know, but that was the exception. I never thought I'd have a quit time at 3:30.
Yeah, but you also work at the bunker at the con, too.
Did my life better when I... It works out pretty nice for the guys. I don't know, when's yours run from? We used to rotate ours Monday morning, but that was... But that wasn't working out too well because a lot of times holidays fall on Mondays, and then, you know, guys got, you know, the holiday weekend, and then the next guy's got the holiday Monday, and it's like, so it threw two guys up for the holiday weekend. So we switched our rotation to Tuesday morning at 8 a.m. to Tuesday morning at 8 a.m. So that way if somebody pulls, only one guy is getting screwed out of the holiday weekend. Yeah, it could be Wednesday, you know, it could be Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, you know, as long as it ain't Monday or Friday. Because, you know, the problem with Monday or Friday is the holiday weekends. Like, you know, then you're actually jacking two guys out of the holiday weekend. Saturday, Sunday really suck because then every week you're screwing somebody's weekend, two guys' weekend, instead of one guy being on call. So that really stinks. But as far as the pay week and all that, who cares? But for the on call, yeah, you got to roll it Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, whichever. Works out pretty good. And, you know, Friday holidays don't matter because they fall clearly in the same guy's camp. Oh, man. But I'm out of that game now. So for me to get extra hours would have to be something specialized. So it's not that often.
Well, I grab it where I can. The same thing with the on-call. I have the number one pick of what I want. So if I don't want to do the Christmas weekend or Christmas week, I don't have to. Because I do it anywhere between 22 to 26 weeks out of the year. And nobody can say anything to me about me not taking a certain on-call week. Hey, TKGO. In addition to that, I have the highest company seniority in the union, and I'm the fourth highest in the union seniority.
Sounded like to me you said the same thing, that you're the highest seniority in the union and the fourth highest in the union. So I must have misheard that.
I've been with the company 32 years, and 27 of those years I've been in the union. Because I started in the central station as an operator, and then came out in the union in 98. So there were a bunch of guys ahead of me, but most of them had retired, a couple have passed away. Three that started in the union like 94 through 97, and I came in 98. So.
Yeah, we looked into it back in the 90s.
and then briefly again a few years back, but, you know, it's been very disturbing. I looked at that. It was like all these rules for leaving the current one we're in, like you gotta leave the union, then you gotta be without union, you know, government union, and, you know, there are very few tradespeople in our union. It's, you know, it's a large, large union of second incomes.
Yeah, but you gotta look on the other aspect of it is the benefits probably outweigh the other ones.
I don't think so. But, like I said, as well, you know, pretty good with time, you know, pretty good PTO, and they'll let us buy some back. We can buy back a couple of weeks if you're not using it, so that's always nice. And then six really generous while you're a regular employee, but then if you're a drop employee like I am on the drop, then I only get 6 days of sick. But you get like a day a month, so about 12 days of sick, and up to just about 6 months, I think. And, you know, they'll pay you out on that when you retire.
Here, I had a bunch of vacation time saved there, so use that for that. I knew I had to have both surgeries, so I planned for it accordingly.
Right, right. How long will it take you to build that back up?
Oh, from last year's fall, at least I
think. Oh, so you get your whatever timeout you're entitled to awarded on the first. Then I take it if you leave before the end of the year, you'd have to pay them back for anything beyond some sort of an earning window or something?
Well, if I was to leave, it's not accumulated, so I don't, you know, they don't pay me ahead of time, so I just basically lose it. So I think that's how that works. And I know if I don't use 1 week, by the end of the year, I can roll it over to up until like March 30th of the following year. And if I have anything left over, I think I pay up to a week buyback at the end of the year.
Yeah, we're a little different. They let us accumulate that up to like some ungodly amount. I forget, 900 plus hours. Actually, it's even more than that. They let us accumulate. No, I'm sorry. The vacation's only 225. It's the sick they let you accumulate up to 6 months. But, yeah, they let us bank up to 225 hours of PTO, and then you start to – it's a use it or lose it after that. You know, you earn it at – on a per – you know, there's a percent – you get, like, you know, 0.6 days per paycheck or something like that, and just accumulates, and you can accumulate up to 225 hours, and then you got to start burning it. But they'll let us buy back, you know, two times a year they'll let us buy a week. So you got to kind of plan, though. It rolls over indefinitely. You don't ever have to use it. You just got to make sure your bank doesn't go over 225. So, you know, guys, just like I had a guy he took today, and he was in a use it or lose it situation with his bank. So he took today, and so that's kind of how that works for us. A little different.
Are you
KFADFC.
W8FU. Yeah. Oh, is it a, yes, it is a torque bomb.
A torque bomb? Huh?
3-0 Tigers.
Oh, okay. Did he found one up?
Yeah, he smoked one. Thing of... my battery. Let me go.
Anyhow, I don't know how I'm making an old machine. I'm running high power over here at the Twinner and 14, 15 mile. And 2-6 is off the air again.
Got my other radio. I don't know how much battery this has got left. Had it kind of idling all day. There, this one's nice and fresh. N8NM.
Is that the 04AT?
That's what I was on at first.
Roger. Are you using the node or are you going directly to Phil's machine?
Well, thank you very much for that information. I'm using the node and I'm like sitting 6 feet underneath the node antenna.
Oh, then you don't need much power. Put it up. What's low on that? You know, like a one.
You know, I don't remember. It's kind of weird when it goes dead, though. It kind of works, and then it just kind of starts becoming intermittent on receive and transmit. It doesn't die like most radios die. But what do you think's up with the 2-6? Same thing again, or any idea?
Yeah, more than likely my laziness, because I didn't feel like redoing the connector. I just replaced the injector. Well, the whole problem was water came down the cable in this connector and spritzed up the injector. I cleaned it all up, made sure it was all dry, spritzed it, cleaned it, took a scope to it and all that. Didn't see anything, but who knows, there's probably damage inside the connector. I got to go lop it off and hope it didn't toast another injector. It's, you know, pay the price for being stupid.
Oh, and God knows I've paid.
Yeah, I didn't have the connectors or the tool with me, and I had the injector, and I just wanted to get it running, so I said, yeah, that'll work. You know, so maybe a case of me trying to cheap out and costing me more. We'll see. Maybe not. We'll see. All right, I am at Bangkok Cuisine. I got to go inside and get my vittles. W8FU.
Okay. Resupply yourself there. N8NM.
PA Echo Oscar.
Scored. having one of those afternoons. Uh-oh.
Where I grumble the word people over and over. And if I don't get home soon, I may go, I may have road rage.
You're not home yet?
Anyhow, almost, but I had to make two trips. I went and got real food, and then I had to stop at some fast food place. So I had to make two stops. And it's like, first fast food place they decide on, for some reason the line's all the way out to the street. Next one doesn't have what I'm looking for. Next one is just tricky to get to from the one I'm at. But I managed to get in there. Then the people in the line are being... But I'm finally on the road and turning down my street, so all is good.
Well, you'll get home and you'll have a big old plate full of whatever it is you're having and you'll feel much better.
I want a plate of food or whatever.
Yeah, I must admit, there may be a hangry component here.
Hanger.
Okay, backing in the slip. Finally. W8F10A10M.
Enjoy your dinner. Enjoy your fourth. We'll see you on the morning of the fifth. W8RCY.
Yeah, in the office.